Phone and internet service has always been an issue for those living in rural Australia, and a group from the outback have visited Canberra to advocate for better service. The Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia team arrived in the capital city last week to begin talks with major telecommunication companies such as the NBN. I asked Chief Administrator for the group, Christy Sparrow, what is the current status for telecommunication systems in rural Australia? So what is the current telecommunication situation like in rural Australia?
It's actually quite a confusing space to be in if you're a consumer at the moment. There's lots of misinformation out there, and it's really difficult to find somewhere to go where you can get independent advice on what the best internet connection or voice service for your actual needs.
And so what led to the formation of BIRRR?
Well, back in 2014, a friend and I, so Kylie Stratton and I, started BIRRR, or BIRRR, because we were always running out of data on our internet connections, and we thought if we started a group, then we could share our experiences with other people and ways of saving data, and it just sort of grew from there.
And what has it grown into since then?
I think it's grown into more of a troubleshooting place, so people come to us all of the time to get their issues resolved, when we would really like it to be just an advocacy and lobbying space.
And speaking about your advocacy work, what has it been like advocating for increased telecommunication support for rural Australia in the past?
I think it's great that we're able to get out there and talk to the key players in telecommunications in regional Australia. It's always great to meet face-to-face and come up with some out-of-the-box thinking on how we can solve some of the issues, because ultimately at the end of the day we're on the ground and we're hearing the stories and the frustrations out there. So we do bring a lot to the table when we get to meet face-to-face.
And recently you did go to Canberra, I think last week, to speak to some of these other people. So what were you advocating for specifically to improve the life of the people in rural Australia?
We'd really like to see some funding, whether it be through an election commitment or through funding of other government funding, to set up some regional tech hubs in regional Australia to support and advise and provide relevant information to regional consumers. So whether that might be how to set up a remote monitoring water point, or how to connect a router in your house, or what you're actually looking for in a connection. It's not as simple as just plugging in a line into the phone socket anymore and getting a connection.
And what about other telecommunication issues?
Yeah, so we definitely discussed lots of other things, such as enhancement to the NBN SkyMaster satellite. We met with NBN at length. We also discussed the continuation of the mobile black spot funding and things like illegal repeaters, maybe the possibility of getting some subsidies for legal boosters so that there's not so many people out going out and buying illegal ones. So lots and lots of discussions on landline phones was another one, and the future of landline phones in regional Australia.
And how was your response?
Yeah, I always enjoy getting a chance to catch up with the people that make the decisions and tell them a bit about the experiences that we're hearing about. And they always, you know, take on notice what we've given them, and we hope to continue to work with them to improve telecommunications in regional Australia.
Okay, and was there anything else that you wanted to add?
We actually, while we were in Canberra, we had the opportunity to attend the Federal Isolated Children's and Parents Association conference, and it was amazing how many motions and requests that they were lobbying for actually fitted in under the communications space. So if we want to give speech therapy via an online platform to a child west of Bourke, we really need the communications to support that, so that the platforms that we use and our internet data and speed to support those services. So it was great to be able to work in conjunction with ICPA.
Chief Administrator for the Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia team, Christy Sparrow, ending that report.